This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, periodically, we've been talking about different cities in Douglas County, find out what's going on, get city leaders in, and that's what we're doing today with the City of Sutherland, Mayor Michelle Sumner and City Manager Jerry Gillum. Thanks for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And I just found out as well that Jerry is angling for a sports commentating position. As well as you spent the last 5 minutes just talking about NFL football, and it's like listening to Joey Keran all over again. So anyway, overall for both of you, what do you feel like? How did things go in the City of Sutherland in 2022?
Well, I think you got to put it juxtaposed to 2021, and say that I thought that we handled 2021 quite well at the city. In fact, I don't know if anybody knows that. You know, we never closed our library, and we never held a single meeting Zoom only. We held all our council meetings. So we tried to stay a normal course and got through that fairly well, came out of it, and picked up right where we left off. The only downside to it is that while we were ready to head full steam, all of the manufacturers and facilities who had been put on hold for a period of time were behind in terms of providing the product. So we put our nonpareil water treatment plant reconstruction, the second half of it, off till this summer, and we delayed any Ford's Pond construction until this summer, and the mayor can talk about that. We sustained a full level of city personnel, and we lost some, but we replaced them with great. For example, Tammy Trowbridge is our new finance director, and she was the chamber president for years and the CFO for their own business there. And so we did really well this year considering all those things.
Mayor, what about you? What's your assessment?
Oh, I think 2022 was pretty outstanding. I think we did some great improvements in our city. We added our stage to our Central Park, which had a great success with our music on Central. We had an outstanding amount of people show up to all of our events for the summer. It was amazing to see how many people came out to our events. And like our city manager said, some of the things that happened with our Ford's Pond is continuing. Right now, it's beautiful with half of our trail already complete, and our parking lot up at the entrance. If you go down there, you can see all of our trailheads have signs. It's a great place for bird watching, and there's people out there constantly. And we can go into how it's going to be complete this year.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that, because really it seems like Ford's Pond is the place where Sutherland is getting a lot of attention right now.
Yes, it is. They've made a video to talk about how it is and everything that's out there, with a lot of people kind of talking about it. And for this year, we've received a $3.5 million grant to help finish it. It's going to complete the 1.7-mile path, so it will go around the entire pond. We'll end up with ADA restrooms, 3 16-by-20-foot pavilions, an RV and bus parking to finish out the parking area, a really cool inclusive playground that is one of a kind that I haven't seen anywhere. It's going to be really beautiful, and a nice bird observation area. In fact, we have some birds out there that I haven't seen anywhere in the county. In fact, I was walking out there last weekend and saw a white-faced ibis, which is pretty unusual for this area. Really cool.
And I have no idea what a white-faced
ibis? It's got this beak that is curved that's about 12 inches long. It's really neat.
Wow. And we've just added the Audubon Society to the interview here today, apparently.
Had to look it up.
That's fascinating, though. And obviously, when you get all that done, it's going to draw even more people.
Yes, definitely.
Interesting. I'm going to have to look this bird up. Now I'm perplexed. Jerry, what about the business community? How are things going?
Yeah, actually, interestingly, you asked that. I was talking to staff this morning. We were just going over some of the applications. You know, we have 200 homes under construction right now or are platted, and with some nice townhouse apartments going right next to the golf course. And that's really driving some of the internal retail that's included. We created an urban renewal agency, and we've created a storefront improvement grant program that is just kind of like almost we couldn't have our best imagination couldn't have figured out the great thing. So the old bank building in downtown Sutherland received a $200,000 grant from the Oregon Main Street program, and we contributed $65,000 of urban renewal money for it. And it's been completely rehabilitated. They have three new businesses going in there. And unfortunately, I promised Dan and Nicole we wouldn't tell you that. But that is really happening. Jessica, the new chamber director, if you haven't brought her in, you need to bring her in. She is a spark plug above any that we've had in my time, 11 years here in the position. She's really great, and she's actually working at bringing more businesses in downtown. And so it's starting to snowball in that regard. In terms of actual businesses, don't forget Tesla is installing and will have by midsummer the largest Tesla charging station on the West Coast that we know of. We know at least the Pacific Northwest, but if not the whole West Coast, over 43 charging stations. And so we're trying to take advantage of that by putting in incentivizing. Jessica's working on that by bringing in a food cart village that'll be somewhere near there. Our downtown is growing. We bought and are creating two new parking lots so that we have more space for the new businesses. We have three critical spaces we want to get filled. Some have some building issues. We have a new business that I was really excited about. A company called WebTracks. They are a software company that provides services all over the world, and they're coming into downtown. And so I was pretty excited about that. And there are other businesses that we're working on that we can't talk about, but the industrial park's going to have two new businesses, probably break ground out there with the county commission really helping us a lot. We appreciate Commissioners Boyce and Freeman and Kress a lot. They've been really, really helpful in terms of economic development for Sutherland.
Now, where's this industrial park at?
It's where the old airport used to be, and it's been inundated with wetlands and dealing with the bureaucracy and trying to gain access to wetlands required a multiple point approach. The first is maybe buying wetlands credits that we can use, but we couldn't really have done that if the county commission hadn't purchased credits that were just outside of Roseburg. This is the last waterway area that qualifies for wetlands credits going into Roseburg. And we contributed funds to buy those credits, which gave them the monies to buy the entire wetlands. And the hope is then that they can continue to expand those wetlands and provide credits for economic development from Sutherland all the way south. So that's been the number one thing. And then dealing with the Corps of Engineers and state lands at getting, we got about almost 5 acres now freed up for that. And it's about 13 acres in total size, and we'll be working on the others over time.
All right. We're going to talk more about Sutherland when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1. We'll talk about the city of Myrtle Creek and things happening there on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. On Wednesday's program, George Norrie of Coast to Coast with us on Inside Douglas County, getting another national voice into our program. Well, we're focusing on Sutherland today. Mayor Michelle Sumner, City Manager Jerry Gillum in, and we've been covering a lot of things happening in Sutherland. What about, now you mentioned Ford's Pond, you talked about the industrial park. Any other big projects on the horizon?
Yeah, I just want to say that we're better than any other national or international venue you could get. Right here, the City of Sutherland, we're it. So just remember that. We do have some new developments that we're either in the process of. The one is finishing the Nonpareil water improvement. Now, interestingly, was it last year or the year before we wound up having to do a curtailment because the construction equipment and materials didn't show up to get the plant done in time for us to serve throughout the whole summer. And so we decided we'd delay it this last summer because they couldn't guarantee us they could get everything. So they're going to have everything. Nonpareil's are going to get done. We did complete Everett Street, which was a critical street. In fact, it's funny. Everett Street right behind City Hall was under construction when I interviewed here. And now the other rest of Everett Street got completed. It took me 10 years, but we got it. I'm a little slow. We did central repairs. I don't know if people know this, but we received grant monies and wound up having to do an OTIB loan of $500,000 along with ODOT participating with us on top of grant monies to completely rebuild Central Avenue from Church, the city limits on the other side of Dakota all the way to the other end of town. And it was great. We're really, really proud of it. Then the fires hit. And we started getting 1,100 fully loaded trucks a day coming through Sutherland for a year and a half. And it just beat the heck out of it. But we were lucky that Prozinski, he got us some money to make all those critical repairs on all the manhole covers that had so much weight coming through, beating them up. So that was a good thing we were proud of. We're going to do Terrace Street, which is another major street in town, and that is the big one. The other thing is Central Avenue and Central Park. All the improvements are done, like our crews put up that half-shell tent, and we're working with the school district right now putting up a brand-new video screen, and just left Terry Prestigiani a little while ago. Hi, Terry. To kind of partner with them to put up a new screen, and our crews will do most of the work. So we're really blessed in that we're able to get a whole lot of other ancillary additions to our parks. The other thing that was a big issue with the mayor, I don't know if you want to talk about it, is we're finally going to finish the access to the lands behind the fire station. And when it was holding up the development is we didn't want them driving down the trail. If you know where the fire station is, a Red Rock Trail goes right next to it. And in order for people to have access to the park for parking and any other recreational activities, they had to drive on that portion of trail. But we've now finished the land partition and engineering to build a road, access road. And once that's done, then they'll return to developing another full-service park there while not inhibiting its ability to be used by the Blackberry and other events in Central Park.
Now, what about the federal COVID-19 related funds? Is that still coming in?
No. We've received all the money we've got. We've set some monies aside to do this park behind Central Avenue. Mm-hmm. We spent almost $500,000 for the half shell of those monies. We've also set aside monies to assist people with the utility bills that were struggling for businesses in particular because of COVID and unemployment reasons. And we spent some portions of it out in Ford's Pond to provide for a match. They needed I don't remember how much, but like $100,000 of it for a match, which allowed for the 3.5. And we don't have much of it left, but it is set aside and earmarked mostly for parks.
You mentioned the new half shell kind of at the park. And talk about how that went over the summer with those concerts. You mentioned that a little bit earlier.
Yeah, it was really exciting. We had the most turnout ever for our events, and we're really looking forward to the events for this next year. Besides the ones we already have had scheduled, we're hoping to add a few more bands for this summer. And something new we're going to add as the Sutherland Throwdown in July.
Now, that sounds like probably not what it actually is.
Yeah, right. It sounds like an MMA thing.
Exactly.
Right? Definitely.
I'll That's actually the first thing, first thing I thought of, but it's not. What is it?
Well, I could have my city manager kind of expand a little more, but it's actually a big barbecue and beer event. And it's actually going to
include cornhole.
And it's going to include people coming from all over the country. People are already registering now. And we're going to have judges coming. And people are coming from, I believe, Canada, mm-hmm. all the way down from
Fresno,
California, are already registering.
What makes it successful is we hit a time in which the Northwest Barbecue Association, they have certified competitions all over the United States. This fits perfectly in between their nationals that are coming up. And so you've seen them on HGTV and other thing where they do these barbecue cook-offs. So we're going to have 60 to 80 teams. People are already online registering. If you look up Sutherland Throwdown, you'll see it. And you can do a QR code. It'll take you right to one of our parking lots. But it's attracting... So there's going to be about 60 judges coming from all over the United States, along with their family members. And then the cornhole are going to have 200 participants, 100 teams with two each. And then Beer Fest, we're going to have 20 beer folks. We're going to have wine. We're going to have wine, shaved ice. We're going to have ice cream. And so Saturday is the big event. And then it'll be culminate at the end of the day with a concert sponsored by Music Off Central of a very prominent artist. It may already be on the website. I don't remember her name, but she was hugely popular. When we built the stage and raised the level of talent, we never got less than 1,000 people at Music Off Central. We're expecting 5,000 minimum at this event from all over the West Coast, if not even farther. So it's already starting to manifest itself into a huge event.
Wow, and it's just the first year, which means you can take that and maybe grow on it in the future.
Right. Yeah, we expect ESPN next year to, because this is a serious competition. Sunday, this is when all the judges convene. Saturday is for all the people, and they get to buy tokens and go from booth to booth to booth tasting it, and they get to vote. So on Saturday, it's a People's Choice Award that the barbecuers get this big trophy and award. But on Sunday, the winner gets a $5,000 prize. And that's when when the event on Saturday ends. Saturday, they put their game face on and they are in it to win it, to compete against the others with these judges going from station to station testing those.
All right, very good. Update on the city of Sutherland, Michelle Sumner, Jerry Gillum. That wraps up the program.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.